In Argentina, 2 years of solid economic growth have restored some sense of normalcy to the country following the economic collapse of 2001. But millions of people are still unemployed, and many of them have become full-time demonstrators. They're known locally as picketers, who try to squeeze welfare payments out of the government. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires.
The picateros, or picketers, have become part of everyday life in Buenos Aires. Most are men, and many wear masks and carry clubs as they march down the streets in groups that number in the hundreds, or sometimes even thousands. Hardly a week goes by that they don't block a major avenue or bridge, and even the highway to the international airport is considered fair game. Picketer Antonio Castello says stopping traffic is a must.
Protesta que no molesta no es protesta.
A protest that doesn't cause inconvenience is no protest at all, says Castello. He lost his job in a chocolate factory 6 years ago, and he hasn't been able to find steady work since. He supports his six-person family on a $50 a month government stipend, money granted to the members of his picketer group only after they shut down several streets and highways in Buenos Aires.
Nosotros, como estamos desocupados, no tenemos el método de la huelga.
Since we're unemployed, we can't go on strike to get what we want, he says, so roadblocks are our only option. It's a tactic that first appeared in rural Argentina in the late 1990s, as the economy began to sink into recession and unemployment. Soon the picketers were in Buenos Aires, where they marched on the presidential palace in 2001 and helped to force the resignation of President Fernando de la Rúa. At the time, they had the sympathy of the middle class. But 3 years later, there are signs that most people in Buenos Aires have now had it with the picketers. Outside the city legislature, workers are putting up battle-scarred metal barriers in anticipation of yet another march by the picketers. The legislature has provoked their anger because it's considering new laws restricting protesters' rights to disrupt traffic. Gustavo Riguelmo works downtown as a courier. While he sits outside eating his lunch, he watches the workmen setting up the barriers. The picketers are limiting other people's freedom, especially their freedom to move around the city, he says. Like many working Argentines, Riguelmo believes the government is wrong to buy off the picketers with unemployment stipends, because he thinks the system seems to have degenerated into a form of group blackmail. Julio Boardman is a political analyst at the National Congress. He shies away from the term blackmail, but he says small political groups have used the picketer model to gain more power than they ever had using traditional politics.
In a very postmodern conclusion, they found out that picketing is more effective than political party.
Boardman says the Argentine government is reluctant to respond to the picketers with force.
Repression entails a very high political cost that they wouldn't like to pay.
In a country that still has fresh memories of the bloody military dictatorship, most people do not like the idea of a heavy-handed police response to the picketers. Still, Boardman says the government has become bolder in recent weeks, and the police have even arrested a major picketer leader, accusing him of extortion. Other picketer leaders have been bought off with government jobs. But for now, the picketers still seem to enjoy the right of way. This major Buenos Aires avenue has been shut down by a surprise roadblock in the middle of rush hour. Several street kids take advantage of the situation to play kick the can across four empty lanes. A picketer named Roberto says an American may look at this and see it as a breakdown of law and order. But to Argentines, there's more at stake. If we weigh people's rights, which one is more important? The right to move around the city streets or the right of our children to have food to eat, he asks. Even as Argentina slowly recovers from economic calamity, this is still a question that remains politically explosive. Martin Costi, NPR News.